poll, Donald Trump boasts highest favorability in potentially crowded Republican field. By Hannah Blow on April 22, 2023. Former President Donald Trump boasts the highest favorability in the potentially crowded Republican field, a Morning Consult survey released this week revealed. The survey, which showed Trump leading the potentially crowded GOP field with majority support and a 29-point advantage, also found Trump with the highest favorability rating among Republican primary voters. Overall, 76% view Trump favorably, compared to 21% who do not. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis falls behind, as 68% view him favorably, compared to 14% who do not. However, 9% said they have never heard of DeSantis, a reality Trump does not face. The only other potential candidate to garner a favorability rating over 50% is former Vice President Mike Pence. While 57% view him favorably, he actually has the second highest unfavorability rating of everyone listed. Pence is second only to former Representative Liz Cheney, as 51% view her unfavorably. 31% said the same of Pence. Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley came in fourth place, with 47% viewing her favorably. While her unfavorability rating is similar to DeSantis's, 17% to the governor's 14%, 20% said they have never heard of her. Similarly, over a quarter said they have never heard of Senator Tim Scott or Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and 43% said they have never heard of anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. Despite such a high figure, that is an improvement from the 52% who said they had never heard of the presidential candidate last week. The survey, taken April 14 to 16, 2023, among 3,499 potential Republican primary voters, has a +/2% margin of error. This comes as Trump continues to dominate the GOP primary field in both national and state surveys and coincides with many endorsements piling up for the former president, particularly from members of the Florida congressional delegation. Florida Representative Greg Stube, RFL, is the latest U.S. congressman from Florida to openly endorse Trump for president over DeSantis, although the governor has yet to join the presidential race. "I'm happy and honored to endorse Donald J. Trump for president in 2024, he told Newsmax's Rob Schmidt. "He's the only person that can reverse on day one all these disastrous policies of the Biden administration," Stube continued. "We need to right all the wrongs that have happened under this administration, fix the things that happen in Afghanistan, support our military and our veterans, and do the things that the America First agenda stands for. And that is one person, Donald Trump," Stube added. Other Florida congressional delegation members who have expressed support for Trump include Reps. Matt Gaetz, Byron Donalds, Ana Paulina Luna, and Corey Mills. Others outside of Florida, including House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, Senator Ted Budd, RNC, Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, Representative Jim Banks, RN, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and more, have also endorsed Trump. "I think the party is very unified," Trump told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview with Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. "I also think they're looking at the polls now and they're saying, wow, that's impressive. But we're leading by so much and they're seeing that." Related, WBAG Patrick Morrissey endorses Donald Trump in 2024.